This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House coronavirus task force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. Birx also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope of the pandemic in the United States. Over the weekend, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the United States would need to increase its testing for the virus by at least twofold before it could begin reopening its economy. More than 940,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the United States, resulting in more than 54,000 deaths. Yet some U.S. states are slowly reopening their economies after weeks of lockdown. Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma are among the states that have already begun a partial reopening. The western state of Colorado will replace its stay-at-home order with a softer version that will include the opening of select businesses. New York, the state hardest hit by the coronavirus, has been under a stay-at-home order since March 22nd. That executive order is set to expire May the 15th, at which time State Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will coordinate with neighboring states to slowly reopen their economies. The United Nations says persistent and serious long-term consequences remain more than 30 years after the explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The world body is marking the International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day on April 26th. It's the 34th anniversary of the accident that spread a radioactive cloud over large parts of Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia. VOA News. Yemen's separatist Southern Transitional Council early on Sunday announced it would establish self-rule in regions under its control, which the Saudi-backed government warned would have catastrophic consequences. The move threatens to renew the conflict between nominal allies in Yemen's multifaceted war, as the United Nations is trying to secure a permanent truce to combat the coronavirus pandemic in a country weakened by hunger and disease. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's confident Israel will be able to annex parts of the West Bank within a few months with backing from the Trump administration. "We will be able to celebrate another historic moment in the history of Zionism," Netanyahu told a group of European evangelical Christians who strongly back Israel. He spoke to the group via video on Sunday. Israel plans to declare sovereignty over the strategically vital Jordan Valley and to all Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Israel has occupied the West Bank since capturing it in the Six-Day War. In 1967, U.S. President Donald Trump gave his backing to the Israeli annexation when he unveiled details of his Middle East peace plan in January. He approved giving what Netanyahu calls a buffer zone against terrorists. The Palestinians want the West Bank for an independent state with East Jerusalem. They have made no reaction so far to Netanyahu's most recent comments. Satellite photos show a train believed to belong to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his compound at a resort town in the country's east amid rumors about the leader's health. The website 38 North, which specializes in North Korea studies, released the images Saturday. It said the train was parked at a station in Wonsan that's reserved for Kim's family. The website, however, said the train's presence does not prove the whereabouts of the North Korean leader or indicate anything about his health. Speculation about Kim's health emerged after he missed the April 15th commemoration of the 108th birthday of his grandfather Kim Il-sung, who is the founder of North Korea. Chinese officials said Sunday that all COVID patients have been discharged from hospitals in Wuhan. Wuhan is the center of the outbreak in the country late last year. It saw roughly half of all China's coronavirus cases and was placed on a strict lockdown in January and sealed off from the rest of the country. Though many restrictions have been eased, residents are still being regularly tested for the virus, while most of the rest of the world remains on lockdown over the weekend in an effort to contain the COVID pandemic. In Spain, however, officials allowed children to go outside for the first time in 6 weeks. I'm Marissa Milton, speaking to you via remote from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.